This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. It's our Loud and Local Band of the Week, Post Boredom. Our Loud and Local Band of the Week, Post Boredom. You want to find out where they get the music, where they be playing?
I was driving around last week, heard them on with Kevin on Loud and Local, and it sounded awesome, playing a bunch of songs off of their new record, Ritualistic Time Abuser. Came out last month. You can see them live on Saturday, November 30th. They're over at Substation.
You want more info, just go to the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com. And like Steve says, Loud and Local, yeah, all local music. Two solid hours starting at 8 o'clock Sunday nights right here on The Rock. Bands like Post Boredom.
Friday.
Yes! I'm doing it from now on.
Wow.
Yeah, Fried Chicken Day?
Yeah,
fried. I like fried chicken.
Right. Better than Stir pumped. Friday. It's Fried Chicken Friday.
I'm okay with that.
Oh, fried chicken. What do you want from me?
The oldest 11-year-old I've ever heard in my life.
So awesome, kid.
Let's get to our contestant today. We got Brian in Olympia. Brian, are you there?
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's he playing for today, Steve?
Very excited about the show, and you can go too if you beat me. Tickets to see the Black Crowes over at the White River Amphitheater on September 4th. Back together doing Shake Your Money Maker in its entirety because they're celebrating the 30-year anniversary of their debut record, plus other hits as well. Go to KISW.com for all the details. You want to see the Black Crowes? Get your tickets now. Ticketmaster.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here. Playing at home, Brian will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Brian, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Everybody Wants to Rule the World was a 1985 hit by which British band?
Go ahead and pass.
What is the smallest continent by area?
Australia.
Yes. Who was the narrator for Michael Jackson's Thriller?
Vincent Price.
Yes. Nice. Saul Hudson is better known as which Guns N' Roses guitarist?
Can you repeat that, please?
Saul Hudson is better known as which Guns N' Roses guitarist?
Flash, and the other answer was Christopher Pierce.
Yes! James Woods voiced the god, which god of the underworld in Disney's Hercules?
Hades.
Yes! Which movie studio has a roaring lion as its logo?
MGM.
Yes! The 2 cent piece was the first U.S. coin to feature which phrase?
In God we trust.
Yes! Oil and egg yolk are the key ingredients to which condiment?
Mayonnaise.
Yes! On the Muppet Show, Dr. Teeth played which instrument?
Keyboards.
Yes! Well, I was looking for piano, but keyboards work, so that works. 9 correct.
All right.
Didn't get to that last one, so no perfect 10.
Okay.
But keyboards the thing? Is that true? Because that's a whole different instrument, you know.
Than,
I think.
Piano?
Yeah.
Piano and keyboard.
Bob Dog. I thought Bob Dog played piano.
That was Rolf.
Yeah.
And did they switch back to chord?
But I think it is a different instrument, but we'll ask Steve when it happens.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll see if he gets to it and if it even matters.
It might.
It might, I guess. Mm. Steve, are you ready?
I like fried chicken.
All right, then. He's ready.
Oh, yeah!
Happy birthday, Randy Savage.
Oh, happy birthday, Randy Savage.
Snap into it.
That's right. Snap into your fried chicken.
He's no longer alive, but happy birthday.
Thank you.
Everybody Wants to Rule the World was a 1985 hit song by which British band?
Everybody wants to rule the world.
Hello.
Tears for Fears.
Yes. Which is the smallest continent by area?
I'm going to go Antarctica.
No.
Africa.
No.
Asia.
No. Who is the narrator for Michael Jackson's Thriller?
Who? Oh, Vincent Price.
Yes.
Bam.
Saul Hudson is better known as which?
Flash.
Yes.
Nice.
James Woods voiced which god of the underworld in Disney's Hercules?
Hercules. Aquaman?
No.
Aquaman?
Poseidon. No.
Oh, crap. SpongeBob?
No. Which movie studio has a roaring lion as its logo?
MGM.
Yes. The 2 cent piece was the first U.S. coin to feature which phrase?
In God we trust.
Yes. Oil and egg yolk are the key ingredients of which condiment?
Mayonnaise.
Yes. On the Muppet Show, Dr. Teeth played which instrument?
Played the keys, man.
Yes. In the card game Bridge, what is considered the highest of the 4 suits?
King.
No. And Steve, you lose 9-7.
Yeah, buddy.
I wish I would have got one less right.
Oh, that would have been 9-6. Brian, congratulations. You're a winner, my friend.
Hey, that's awesome. Thanks, guys.
You hang on the line, and Steve, you get this.
Yeah, Steve.
Oh, yeah.
Stevie.
So we have a bit of a controversy.
What happened?
So we're going to ask your opinion.
On the Muppet Show, Dr. Teeth plays which instrument? I was looking for piano, but Brian said keyboard.
I think he played the keys, I thought. I didn't know it was a piano.
And the keys, is that short for keyboard?
Yeah.
See, I don't know.
So is that a piano?
I was picturing him on like a keyboard.
But is a keyboard and a piano the same thing?
They really
see,
aren't.
He looks like he's really just rocking. Well, there's a picture of him, it looks like, on a keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also a picture of him rocking a piano. So, I mean, technically, it's the same thing.
See, that's what I was thinking
If the answer's correct. But
if you play
the
keyboard, you can play the piano and vice versa.
Yeah, I just thought the keyboard and piano were 2 different instruments. That's my only question. They really aren't. Because you can't do things on a piano that you can do on a keyboard.
True, but it's the same instrument.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It's like saying, do you play the drums or do you play the electronic drums?
All right, I'm going to default to you because you're the musician of the group. I'm going to say okay.
If someone's a guitarist, you're not going to be like, well, do you play acoustic guitar or electric guitar?
Now, if I get on Jeopardy and I answer this question and say, Steve and Rev told me, and you know what, they're not going to, and I get it wrong, I will hate all of you forever.
All right, then. Well, we'll get to that if you ever get on
Spoiler
Jeopardy.
Spoiler alert, I already hate all of you forever.
Well, so there you go.
Nothing will change.
Dr. Teeth is just a cool AF looking dude.
He was the coolest.
Yeah, with the gold tooth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love cool all of those.
Striped shirt that Danny wore yesterday at work.
Yeah. Yeah, Dr. Teeth was a cool cat.
Some of the ones you got wrong that Brian got correct. Australia is the smallest continent by area.
Someday you'll get that, Steve. It's a country and a continent.
What was the name?
Australia.
Yes.
That is a continent.
Hades is the god of the underworld that James Woods voiced.
The underworld is hell, Steve.
Yeah, basically.
Okay. So if you, I don't know if you'll ever remember that. It's not under the sea. Under the sea is where Aquaman lives. Not under the world. The underworld is the Hades guy.
And then finally in the card game Bridge, which is considered the highest of the 4 suits.
I know this one.
Do you?
Yeah.
It's spades.
Yes.
Oh. I was going to say diamonds.
No, think about the Ace of Spades, how it always is the Ace of Spades is the boss looking ace. If you notice, it's got the bigger thing on there.
He's the boss.
It is for that reason. Oh, it shows you that spades are the big guys.
I don't think I've ever played bridge.
It's very similar to any sort of trick taking game, and it's I think it might be the granddaddy trick taking game.
I think so as well. Yeah. I used to play spades and hearts a lot, just randomly for whatever reason, because we're old people playing those games.
Oh yeah, you're saying.
Congratulations to Brian on beating Steve this morning.
That's right, man. If you beat Steve or tie Steve, you're a winner. It's just like that. You know how else you're a winner? When you get to call us up and talk about what you want to talk about. It is time for Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic, you guide the show, 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Your calls, your texts at 917 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose, brought to you by Subway. Listeners on the Loose, you pick the topic, you guide the show at 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Whatever you want to talk about, you get to. But you also have to follow C's rule.
And that's to show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, BJ, we're going to have to
stop. And then say goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Someone just said, hey, happy 20-year anniversary, BJ.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Boom.
Thank you. What's happening?
Celebratory day.
It's hard to believe that 20 years ago I came to this fine town and ruined it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you continue to do so.
I do. I had somebody actually tweet me, and I don't have it in front of me, but he basically said, you know, I really wasn't a big fan when you first started, but then you kind of grew on me.
Like a wart.
Yeah. He's like, you know what? Turns out you're kind of an intelligent guy. I kind of dig it. Maybe
BJ's
it's age.
Woke, man.
Maybe it's wisdom.
You're woke.
It's true. A lot of people don't realize I got woke some years ago.
Yes.
And that changed everything.
Once you became woke,
wow.
Now you're almost woke AF.
Yeah. Oh.
You're almost
I'm close.
There.
I'm woke A.
Yes.
Yeah, just not F yet.
But you're there, almost.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been fun to watch.
I'm woke
AS. The journey of becoming woke.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been a great journey for you. You've learned a lot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm like I'm woke by default.
Oh, you're woke by, it's more by association.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Woke BA?
Woke BA, yeah.
I'm woke BA.
Yeah.
This is not going.
Boy, you know what?
Vicky and, sure, why not?
Vicky and Danny are just not even paying attention to this glorious day of mine.
It's
they
so
both
rude.
Don't even care.
They don't respect you.
No, it's my 20th anniversary. The two of you aren't
years.
Even paying
Where's
attention
cake?
To this segment.
Where's his freaking cake, kids?
Come on, nothing. Danny's still not even looking at me. Does he know we're doing a segment?
He puts pictures up of everybody. No celebratory. Wow, hey BJ, you're the greatest in the world.
Yeah, I mean it's 20 years, dude. 20 years. You, Danny, you wouldn't be here if not 20 years ago. Yeah. I trekked across this country like Lewis and Clark and made it.
Just like
right.
Lewis and Clark.
Just like Lewis and Clark. I did it by myself.
In the snow, uphill.
Yes.
Both ways.
I didn't even have a Clark. It was just me.
You didn't even have shoes.
No.
He's woke.
What happened to his
shoes? Sorry, BJ. Happy 18th anniversary.
Okay. You're almost there. Yeah. See you in 2 years.
And Vicky, where would you be? I mean, I pretty much formulated your life. What would you be doing right now?
You'd probably be homeless.
Yeah. You would be homeless. Yes.
I'd probably be married with a bunch of kids running around driving me crazy.
And happy.
Maybe.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Probably have a nice house. A better life altogether, really.
Speaking of this, just someone wants to know, what's the backstory to BJ Shea? Who cares?
Oh, well, you know what? First of all, I think, do I still have the audio for that? I thought I did. Whereas I can't find it to save my life. Yes, here it is right here.
BJ Shea. Who cares?
Well, I haven't always had a woke journey here in the great land of Seattle. I've had a lot of difficulties with different radio personalities over the years. I was a much more combative and bombastic kind of guy. And
you?
I was trying to make my way in this town as well. And when you come in and nobody knows who you are and you're number like 30, you got to do something. And so this guy, Lou Pate, who ended up actually becoming a good friend, worked over at the talk station, Cairo. Mm-hmm. And we would tell our listeners, hey, any chance you get, just call people up and just let them know I'm around. And so people used to call Lou's show all the time and go, yeah, but it's a good point, Lou. But what do you think BJ Shea thinks about that point?
Jeez, Lou, that's amazing.
Yeah, Lou got tired of getting trolled. And he just finally said this when somebody said, what do you think BJ thinks?
BJ Shea. Who cares?
And that was his line, and we've adopted it. It's because it really is true. Who really cares what I have to say about anything? You know, that as much as I yell and scream and rant and rave, the real moral of this story is you don't need to hear anybody tell you anything. You can figure out your own life, can't you?
Unless you're a woman that calls into the show and then you offer to be her daddy.
Oh, yes. Well, that didn't go well this morning.
She needed a daddy. Seriously.
She needs more than one daddy.
Can you say father, not daddy?
Steve's the one that said daddy. I would be glad to say father, but
Poppy?
You know, Steve. See, who's the creep here, really?
I don't know.
You know.
Who?
Yeah, I don't know. Who? Really? Do I have to get a mirror installed so we can just turn you around once in a while?
I don't want to look at myself.
All right. Well, this is, by the way, a touching tribute to my 20th anniversary.
Oh, yeah, congratulations.
Happy 20 years.
Is it silver? What is the 20th anniversary? Is it paper? What is it?
Okay.
Is it brick? I don't know. What do you get for 20 years?
So what's our favorite BJ memory?
Oh, that's a nice question.
Hmm.
Oh, I don't think. You guys.
Honestly, I think we're still.
Right, you
pissing off Peter Chris might be my favorite moment ever.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a rough one, but it was a funny one.
I pissed off a lot of rock guys over the years.
Yeah. But that one, unlike the other ones, I feel like we're a little like, okay, a little hardcore, a little like Debbie Downer.
Yeah.
With Peter Chris, it was so comical because I was so freaking pumped.
You surely were.
To talk to one of my, a member of one of my all-time favorite bands. And he's also a drummer.
Yeah.
Everything was going to be great about this. Yeah. And then you just took a giant turd in my punch bowl.
Yeah, I did.
And you told him that you, because he called late. And long story short, you got mad at him. He hung up.
Yeah.
And it was awesome.
And Peter, Chris, we both had attitudes. No doubt about it. We both
He's a New Yorker, and the New York never left him.
Yeah.
You could tell.
And Massachusetts, you know, when I'm talking to a New Yorker, Massachusetts never leaves. Boston never leaves me. Boston and New York, if I get an aggressive aggro New Yorker on the phone, I immediately become a Boston a-hole in a heartbeat. It's just like, you know what, New York, don't even talk to me.
Close second, the moment that you realized that your daughter was not using protection on the radio.
Oh, God, yeah, that was a beating.
That was amazing.
Oh, Sarah.
Stupid kid.
All right, what about you, Danny?
When he couldn't get through the commercial because he was sneezing so much. I've never laughed so hard in my entire life. And it's happened like twice now.
Radio greatness, people.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, allergies.
Yeah.
For me, anytime we're at an event and he's drunk. And it only takes like a drink and a half.
That's all it takes.
Because he's just like so giddy. His face gets all red. He's all smiley. And then you kind of talk to him like he's a toddler. Because you're like, I need to go to the bathroom, and then I take you, you know, kind of navigate you through the crowd. It's like, okay, give me your drink, and you just look at me. What are we doing here? Like, give mommy the drink and go to the potty.
I didn't think about the off-air stuff.
Yeah.
It has to be the time that he just, like, just looked at a girl and says, tell me, how's your relationship with your father? And then it just started. The waterworks started, and it was incredible.
I can tell. I'm the chick whisperer.
And that wasn't the only time he's ever said that line to him. I mean, I've seen him say that line multiple times to people.
Yeah.
All right, Rev, we saved the best for last.
Oh, yeah. Rev and I have such a history.
Is it the time he pooped on the floor?
Not for me.
It was his first day,
yeah,
right?
It wasn't my first day. It was like probably. Why do you got to bring up that?
Oh, sorry. Now, tell me yours then.
Well, I mean.
That's Steve's favorite.
I think it was just dealing with BJ's epic meltdowns. Like how we were trying to like deal with him walking off the air and then locking himself in the office and then trying to come back and be like, yeah. BJ's not here.
Yep.
He's locked himself in.
Those are my favorite, too.
And then it would be like Steve or somebody saying, hey, go see how BJ's doing. And I'm the one who has to knock on the door and be like, are you coming out? And just, no.
Yeah, the behind the music on the story of our show in those days would be fascinating.
It'd be a really good documentary.
You know,
right up there with some kind of Monster or Metallica documentary.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing. You know, all I could say is a lot of us had no idea just how many stories we had about a situation until the situation was pretty much resolved. Then we all started comparing notes and we were like, oh my God, I didn't know that was going on. And I would say the same thing to them going, well, I didn't know that was going on. And thank God for therapy because therapy is how I got to the bottom of like, you know what? Not every person you encounter in your life is good for you. You know what I mean? Like, I would like, I always like to think, I'll figure it out. I can be with anybody. And then it turned out, no, there are certain people, BJ, that just is just not good for you to be with. I mean, you wish them well, have a good life, but you're realizing you and I just can't be existing in the same space. It ain't good for me.
Someone says, my favorite, Migs, I can't believe you didn't go with this one, when BJ spoiled the announcement of the birth of your first child.
That's relatively, it was, see, it's nice epic. To know that it's nice to know that I can still bring epic moments in the current times.
One day when that child's able to understand what words are coming out of a piece of a device, whatever it is that we use at that time, oh, right. I'm definitely going to play that for my child.
I so hope I'm alive for that, or at least like a head in a jar.
I hope so, too. That's like 5 years maybe from now, man. 6 years.
Oh, you're going to need a little bit more time before she figures it out.
Okay, maybe 12?
Yeah, 12. But she might care then, yeah.
Or maybe 10. We could, yeah. Yeah, I'm a little bit
10,
worried,
let's but, see. Hmm. Oh, I'll be your favorite age at 10.
69.
69.
So it says, my favorite, I've only been listening for about a year or so, but was when BJ ripped on Dakota.
Oh, that's a classic. You know, and there are two types of listeners. I mean, because when we came to the Rock, the Rock was a much different radio station than the Buzz. The Buzz was meant to be bombastic and talk about topics and get in your face and whatever. Where the Rock, we were like, look, this is a fun station. All we want to do is have a good time. So the show definitely had a different vibe. And there are two types of listeners. You know, the fun vibe, and then you know the vibe of the previous station I was working for. And I think it's interesting. Everyone has different memories of that. My thing is that, you know, is when you do this business, one of the themes that I heard from a guy who I have a lot of respect for, and his name is Jerry from the Jeff and Jer Show. Great show that was in San Diego for many, many years.
I passed out on him once.
Yeah, you did. Well, you passed out on Jeff.
Oh, I get them confused. Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
Jerry same was difference. The guy. Jerry's the guy that I gave me the same difference. You know what? Maybe someday they'll say that about us. BJ Migs, same difference.
Well, at least we have different letters in our names.
That's a good point. Yeah. And Jerry used to say this all the time. He said, find a city and marry it, like for if you're in a radio career, because a lot of us would bounce around the country and it just wasn't working. And Jerry was like, I don't ever want to be like a syndicated show. He says, we found San Diego was our city, and so we married that city. We said, you know what, we're going to make you ours, and hopefully you'll make us yours. And I never really got what he was talking about. Then I came to Seattle. And honestly, my entire life, I lived in Boston, loved the area. I've been to all sorts of places, San Francisco, Jacksonville, Florida, Phoenix, Arizona, Rochester, New York. But Seattle was a city where I got here and I really felt like, wow, these are my people. I have never resonated like with a groupthink so much more in my life than Seattle. Mm-hmm. I mean, the geek community is just so ridiculous. Everybody's geeky in this town. It doesn't matter if you lay pipe. It doesn't matter if you're a banker. It doesn't matter if you're, you know, if you're construction, doesn't matter if you're military. The people in this town are just geeky and they're proud of it. And I was like, this is what I've been looking for. And that's why I think it's been a successful 20 years. I really dig the people here and I hope they dig me. And I, like Jerry said, I married this town. I never wanted to get syndicated. I never wanted to go anywhere else. I mean, we've had opportunities, but I'm like, I don't think anybody can beat Seattle.
I mean, yeah, we definitely married Seattle. I'd say Tacoma's our mistress and Everett's our bitch.
Yeah. Yeah. The whole area. You're absolutely right.
I agree with all of this.
You're absolutely right. Everett's our bitch. Really?
Well, what do you
want? I mean, Tacoma would make a fine mistress. She's got a lot going on.
I get booed in Everett when I wrestle there. So
okay, that's why Everett's your bitch. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's so true. The Puget Sound's been amazing. This area has been fantastic. And so thank you. It's been a great 20 years. And my kids have grown up here. This is their hometown. They've really never lived anywhere longer than here.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, Joe's a stupid Patriots fan.
Yeah, that I don't know. I did not do that, by the way. He's a Red Sox fan because of me, but the Patriots fan, I was never a Patriots fan that cared that much.
So I got to play a board game with BJ. This is this person's favorite BJ memory from Erica in Tacoma. And she says, I got to play a board game with BJ at GE2. We lost because BJ explained the game wrong.
There you go, Erica. Congratulations.
Welcome to our show.
Yeah, that'll happen.
By the way, that is a trend that continues to happen whenever I have to explain rules to anybody. Even to this day, I get trolled a lot about it from my board game buddies. So you know what? You got to be in a priceless moment.
A few people have texted and saying the announcement when you changed the show to BJ and Migs and Steve was surprised. Another person says when you promoted Steve to have his name on the show.
Yeah, that was a nice thing.
That was all right. Yeah, that was cool.
That was really cool.
I mean, it's no Peter Chris hanging up on us, but it was cool. That was amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, and a lot of folks don't know that all you wanted to do was just, you just didn't want to be Steve the producer anymore.
Right.
You thought, you know what, can I be
like
Miggs?
I'm 40. I'm,
yeah.
You know, I mean, if I'm going to have a nickname, can I at least have the nickname that my friends and family call me by?
And
as opposed to this, like, really weird nickname that really didn't apply to me anymore.
No, and it was a name that, you know, you have to take. Sometimes when you're in this business, you don't get to choose who you are. Sometimes people go, hey, you're gonna be Skippy the Wonder Boy, which, of course, I did to many people.
Yeah.
I can't throw stones. I mean, I gave people horrible names. And Steve the producer was not the greatest name to be given to somebody.
It wasn't awful. It was just like at that time, it ran its course.
Yeah.
That's the thing. It was just like, okay, it's silly.
So you want. And then when you just brought it up and we were thinking about the whole idea, and I realized, I go, you know what, dude? Seriously, I feel like if we're going to change your name, we should really add it to the show at this point because it just felt weird. I felt like you were co-hosting with me for so long that it just didn't even occur to me. And then when you brought it up, my brain was like, yeah, it really should be BJ and Miggs because that's what the show is now.
And at that point, I regret that I didn't call my, I want to go by Stevie Steak. And that would have been BJ and Steak.
BJ and Steak.
Yeah.
Stevie Steak.
Well, Steak, like, and BJ.
I was like, what the hell are we going with this?
I don't know.
Oh, it should have been Steak and BJ.
Yeah. To celebrate that one day a year.
I see.
Oh, yeah. What's that? March 14th?
You know, I think now that upon further review, perhaps we should take it back. Yeah, we should take everything back.
Take everything back.
So, yeah, thank you. It's been a great 20 years. Let's go for 20 more. What will that put me at? 79.
Someone wants to know if we have the Peter Chris hang up audio. Maybe when we come back, we can play that, Rev?
Yeah, let's
do
that.
I'm looking for it right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I know we had it before, but it is pretty epic, and I was a douche.
People should stick around for that. It's a pretty epic moment. Even if you've heard it before, it's fun to listen to again.
It really is, and it is Steve's favorite moment with me, so, I mean, you know, why not? You pick the topic, you guide the show. It's Listeners on the Loose on the 20th anniversary of me ruining radio in Seattle. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. We got your calls, we got your texts, more of them at 933. Or maybe 9:35, actually, on The Rock.
BJ and Miggs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Luke. Listeners on the Luke.
On the Luke.
On the Luke Wilson. Listeners on the Loose, you pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Texts are coming in again. Please, please, please play the time that BJ hung up on Peter Chris. Another person, please tell me you found it. I love that clip.
So it is my 20th anniversary of doing fine radio here in Seattle. Got here back in 1999. Rev, did you find it?
I did.
One of the highlights of my fine career. Steve about to have a great conversation with one of his idols. And that would be Peter Chris, drummer of Kiss.
Yes.
And it went like this.
Growing up, I remember I first heard the opening drum fill of Strutter and fell in love with this guy's style of drumming. Our next guest is the reason why I play drums. Well, him and Animal from the Muppets.
Oh, yeah.
Even though Gene and Paul think they could go on without Peter and Ace, I personally think they're stupid. Please welcome the only drummer for Kiss, the Catman himself, Peter Chris.
How you guys doing? You guys sound hostile down there, you okay? Well, hostility down there.
I'll be honest. I think I'm starting to see Gene's point, to be quite honest.
Oh!
I'll be honest.
Wow.
How about I hang up on you?
Look at Peter.
I'll give you a piece of real Gene. Really acts.
You can do what you want, Peter. I mean, you can hang up, you can stay. I mean, it's up to you. But
I'm not going to come on your show and get insulted.
Yeah, but dude, you have to understand that there's hostility.
I'm not going to get insulted by you.
But hold on, Peter. You've already started the insult by being late for an interview and then saying we're hostile.
I wasn't late. I've been sitting here since 6 o'clock this morning. What are you, crazy?
Okay, now where am I supposed to go?
Calling.
Yeah, what am I supposed to go with this?
I mean, we don't do this. Let's just forget it.
Hey, Peter, you can do whatever you want to do, but you have... Oh, there you go. All right, how about that, everybody? Go on. All right, how about that, huh?
I love that we just played the joke.
Back to the drum plickums from Strutter.
I'm so sorry, man.
Fine. I mean, I would have never remembered that interview.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We've gone through so many interviews. It would have just been like another fun interview in our experiences or awkward interviews in our experiences, but I will never forget that because of how it all went down.
All right. Well, I'm happy about that.
I could have just turned the cheek and go, yeah, no hostility here, bro. We're cool. And I think that would have fixed it.
You could even hear it during my intro. You're in the background going, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I was
you
mad.
You knew where it was going.
Yeah, another person says, how about the time when BJ wouldn't interview Chris Cornell because he called in a few minutes late? Yeah. That was fun because then I had the opportunity to talk to Chris Cornell.
Yeah, you know, and I ended up, we talked to Chris Cornell later down the road.
Oh,
didn't
we've
we?
Had plenty of great interviews with Chris.
But that first time way back in the day.
He called in and he was, and this is still right around that time. You were always angry at anyone that was even 30 seconds late to our interviews.
Yeah.
And so it was, I mean, gosh, you've changed. Like now it's like someone doesn't call in on time. Sometimes we're still waiting for Sean Astin to come in studio.
I'm holding out hope.
I mean, we still are waiting for him to show up. But at that time, it was like even a hair late, you were on fire.
Let me just say this. And the reason that is, the reason I've been able to make that change, and I hate to do this, I'm about to give you a compliment. I hate to do it.
Uh-oh.
But Steve, you run a really good ship here. You make me feel like we'll be fine no matter what happens.
Damn straight.
That wasn't always the case. It was utter chaos, and I literally couldn't count on anybody. And this is before you got here. Mm-hmm. I couldn't count on anybody. So it'd be like, I'm on a high wire. People are expecting me to do a show. I don't know what's coming next. I don't know what we're going to do next. And people just seem to think, or whoever worked here thought, oh, that'll be funny. And it just stressed me the hell out and put me at a stress level where, yeah, I couldn't tolerate when people were late because I didn't know what the hell we're going to do next. We're trying to get ratings around here. I'm trying to be successful. I'm trying to keep my job. Because the other thing too was in those days before you got here, well, I'm just going to say it. I didn't always have the best people, so the point that some people in this company would say, yeah, you're not going to be here long. So I was like, I always have to perform, or I'm going to get fired, I'm going to get fired, I'm going to get fired.
Yeah, it's all to put on your mind.
When you and Hair Club showed up, my life changed, because you guys are really good at your job. Hair Club completely understood me.
Bald is beautiful.
Bald is beautiful. I hadn't thought about that. So that, and I want to give you guys credit, because that's behind-the-scenes stuff that people don't know, that you guys were professionals. You came here. You did things behind the scenes that made it easier for me just to go, all right, I can survive any crazy thing that happens. I don't have to worry about people just making fun of me or not even caring. And I mean, that's a big reason why we've been able to, like you said, someone doesn't show up, we'll figure it out.
I appreciate that. So it's maybe it's a bad decision to read this text and says, how about the time BJ lost it because Migs trolled BJ one too many times with Dominic the Donkey?
Oh yeah, that was a beating. I did get pissed.
You left.
I did leave. That time I was so done with that effing song. And I looked at your face.
Of the year again.
And I was looking at your face and I think, I really at the time honestly thought, I think Steve just wants to see if I'll crack. It's like
it was a game of chicken. You're actually, or a game of donkey.
Yeah, I was like, he knows, okay, I get we're trolling me. I don't mind it a little bit, but I'm like, this is an over troll. Is he trying to get me to crack? And then I was like, I was ready to really
go. You said one more time and I'm walking out of the studio. And I did it another time.
And dude, my therapist said, if you ever get to the point where you want to be mean to somebody and verbally abuse them, walk out.
Yeah.
And so I was ready to just, I remember when you played it that last time, I go, I am ready to pick apart anything in Steve's life that I think he might hate and be mean to him. And then my brain goes, dude, you can't do that to a human being. You got to leave. So I really had to. I was going to donkey punch you. I was really going to, yeah. But I could tell. At least I'm glad you admitted it was a game of chicken, because I really felt like it was.
It was a total game of chicken. I was just like, who's gonna step down first? Sometimes those are fun.
I cracked.
I won.
Yeah. Oh, you what?
Did I win?
Oh, yeah, you totally won. I walked out.
Nice.
Yeah, I wish I could have stayed.
That's all that matters, as long as I get the W.
Win's a win.
Right. Doesn't matter if you put me to a therapeutic meltdown. That doesn't matter.
I cheat, steal.
Yeah.
It's the Eddie Guerrero way, man.
That's right, buddy. You won. So, yeah, celebrating 20 years of me doing radio here in Seattle, and this is definitely the best crew I've worked with. I mean, you know, in this studio, outside the studio, I mean, I have no complaints about any of the people in this building, which, by the way, the early days, I had nothing but complaints about the people in this building.
I know. I thought I was going into a buzzsaw. My instructor was like, you don't want to go and intern for BJ because he's a problem starter or causer.
Look, well, he's not wrong.
No. Yeah. And look, this company will admit it. This place was a mess. I mean, when I got here, it was. And everybody that worked here does not work here anymore. And they're not even in the radio business. And so I look at the company and go, when people aren't even in the industry anymore and they were your employees, how does that look? I had a guy in Rochester who's now selling carpets who used to tell me what he knew about radio, which, by the way, was nothing.
You need to buy a carpet from him.
Oh, he's great with carpets. He knows stuff about carpets.
You need to go buy a carpet from
him. Oh, I got to go. He's in Vegas. I would love to do that, dude. I would love to walk into his carpet store and go, now I will listen to you because I think you do know about carpets.
Corey texted into the show and says, so my boss just came in and saw that I was frustrated. He said, I don't want to hear anything bad, so what's good? The only thing that I could come to mind was, I like fried chicken. And without hesitation, he replied, I like turtles. Instant mood changer from Corey.
I like fried chicken.
I like turtles.
This is what we've been doing for you for 20 years.
I love that the boss just picked up what you were throwing down.
Yeah, isn't that great?
Someone is even wondering, what the hell is this fried chicken clip that you guys keep playing?
Okay, we have to revisit this. Yes. We really, really do. So there's a kid in New York, upstate New York, who has got Chick-fil-A for a year, free Chick-fil-A, because he was waiting in line. He was one of the first customers to wait in a brand new location in upstate New York. And he is 11 years old, and they interview him about this whole fried chicken that he's loving and he's getting.
Well, I'm here in the freezing cold getting free chicken sandwiches because the food tastes great. I mean, it's chicken. It's fried chicken. I like fried chicken.
Kid is the best.
It's just like, hey, what's the problem with you?
You know what? This kid is going to be a problem solver because he's just going to break it down. He's going to be like, what are you asking me questions for? It's freezing cold.
I like fried chicken.
And I like fried chicken. What do you think I'm standing here for? I mean, obviously, it's good.
Yeah, I'm not out here for my health.
Yeah. Oh, there's another great one. Oh, there you go.
That'd be right.
That's a great old person line. Hey, I'm not out here for my health. I'm out for the fried chicken.
I like fried chicken.
I like turtles.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Those two need to hang out.
They really need to hang out. I told you they need to run for office. I would vote for them in a heartbeat.
Chicken and turtles, 2020.
Chicken and turtles, 2020.
Mark just messaged us on Facebook saying, I want to thank you guys for the years you've given us. Sincerely, especially your open support of men's mental health. I lost my teenage son 2 years ago next Thursday. There were many mornings when you guys made me laugh with what was going to be a tough day going through the mornings. I still struggle, but you guys definitely helped make it easier. Anyway, congratulations, and I wish you continued success and happiness.
And if you've been following me since day one, and I think this is a lot of folks don't understand why the show is the way it is today, but the people that really know my evolution from not having therapy, I've been in therapy for about, I don't know, between 15 and 18 years, which means I started therapy after I got the job here in Seattle 20 years ago. And I had no idea what a great state, and especially here in Western Washington, how they are with the behavioral sciences and mental health, UW. It's an amazing place, and they literally changed my life. The show has changed because I got help. And now it's my job to let people know I'm a man. I get therapy. I had mental health issues. I have mental health issues, and it's okay to not be okay. That's my job now, because everybody needs to hear that. It's okay if you've got mental health issues, and it's okay to take care of it. And a lot more of us have issues than we want to admit or know or anything. So, yeah, that's why the show's the way it is today, and a lot of people don't like it. You know, some of the old schoolers go, whatever happened? I go, I'll tell you what happened. I got therapy, and I hope you can get therapy too, because who wants to listen to a screaming guy all the time? And if you still do, maybe you need therapy too. You know, and Mark Maron's another guy like that. Yeah. One of my favorite moments is when we talked to Mark Maron.
You know what? That actually is up there too. You're right.
It's a great moment because when he first came in studio, it was him and I, and it was a misery party.
And we're talking, when did we start the show? 2006.
Yeah.
So it was like maybe 2007 that we had him in. He was promoting a show at Giggles. So that's how long ago this was.
Pre-podcast. He had not done the, he hadn't even started the Mark Maron podcast.
He was just a touring stand-up comic trying to make his way.
And he was miserable. I was miserable because I don't think I had started therapy, or if I did, it wasn't taken very well. And then fast forward to a bunch of years later.
Maybe after, 2 years ago?
He's in town and he's doing a show and he's calling in and he totally remembers me. And of course, Mark, if you've listened to his podcast, this guy has made leaps and bounds and shared his entire journey with everybody, which why I think he's so successful is because of that. And the first thing he said, hey, buddy, how you doing? I was worried about when I had to call you, buddy. I was worried about how you were doing because I remember last time we both spoke and I know where I am. I was wondering where you'd be.
Yeah, something he even said, like, he's like, I saw the list of names of people I'm talking to. The first thing I saw when I saw BJ, I'm like, wow, surprised he's still around.
Yeah,
or
exactly.
Something like that.
Yeah, he figured that if I was still the same guy, he knows the trajectory, it would not be good. Because he knows where he went when he wasn't in a good place.
Real recognizes real.
Real recognizes real. Yeah. That was a real favorite moment for both of us. Because he's such a good dude. I'm glad his life is going well because he went and got help. I really, really am.
And I mean, Rev says we have that clip when he actually said that to you.
Oh, here we go. Hey, chickadee choo. It's time to make
the donkey chickadee choo. Oops. The Italian Christmas. Oh, yeah, sorry, wrong one. La, la, la. Sorry, my box is messed up.
You know what?
I played the wrong thing, and I don't know how to fix it.
Just understand that I'm keeping this on file for the little daughter about to be born. I'm keeping it all on file. You see, it's one thing when you got nothing to lose, Now you have everything to lose. When the way I'm going to influence that little kid, I mean, if I'm going to be the sugar parade, I'm going to make sure she's jacked up on all the sugar so that you can just curse me whenever.
You do realize I'm not my daughter anywhere near you.
Oh, I've got, I'll have agents. I'll have agents.
Oh, yeah, Paul?
Yeah. Well, not that kind of agent.
Oh.
I'll have people working on my behalf. Here, slide the kid a little Snickers. Don't tell anybody. All right, we have to answer this big question. What do Ryan Castle and makeup have in common? You're going to find out at 9:50 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. And now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and makeup have in common?
It's tested on animals.
Yeah, we think we should stop testing you on animals. I think that's just inhumane for the animals.
Yeah. I like fried chicken.
Yeah, so true.
I like fried chicken.
I don't think do we need to say anything else anymore? I think that just should be the answer to every question.
I need to read this one text. Yeah. Ryan Castle and makeup, they have both been all over my grandma's face.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
She is a dirty, dirty bird.
You can find both on Danny's face.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. That's true.
And Steve secretly likes to wear both on his face.
You know, lots of
me on people's faces this morning.
Yeah. You get around.
I like it.
Boy, here's some disturbing news, which I never even thought about. Apparently, here's a headline, ladies. The makeup samplers at stores are covered in STDs. Congratulations. Wow, there are a lot of those folks that go to those counters and want to try all that stuff out. Wow, they went to, this team went to 10 different department stores, grabbed 10 different types of makeup, including lipstick, mascara, eyeshadow, the whole deal, and mold, E. coli, staph, MRSA infections, and herpes all over this stuff.
Dude, there's your out, fellas. Look. Saying, yo, I was at the place and they put makeup on my crotch. I had no idea.
Yeah, that's it.
That's how you get out of it.
You know what? She'll buy it. Sure she will.
I was in Macy's, and they took some lipstick and put it on my...
I like fried chicken.
Ryan Castle, he's got a 12-pack. Hopefully it's fried chicken. Up next.
BJ and Migs, play of the day.
This might be the best text of the day. My wife was fired for falling asleep on the toilet. How tired are you that you fall asleep,
dude? Oh, dude, I do.
Wow.
I wish, by the way, that the airlines...
You get some naps in your lives.
Well, if I can't fall asleep on a plane unless I go into the bathroom. Like, if they would let me just stay in that bathroom, I could actually fall asleep.
The most uncomfortable room ever.
I know. I don't understand why, but
it's not work.
Because I get tired on the toilet. I don't understand. I get tired
I think Garth Brooks wrote a song about that.
Yeah. And that's what I say.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another question from a listener. I have a mountain of credit card bills and consumer debt. Can I still keep my house if I file bankruptcy?
Yes, you almost always can keep your home and your house, your car in a bankruptcy. Depending on what type of bankruptcy you file, would depend on whether or not, for example, you can keep your vehicles if you have payments on them still. You can almost always keep your home if you're current on the payments on your home, even in full bankruptcy. In Chapter 13, you can also keep those items. If you're behind on your house, you could catch your house payments up in a Chapter 13, take off a second mortgage in a Chapter 13. So keeping your primary assets like a home and car is almost always possible in bankruptcy.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.